Send a movie idea.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans le scene à rêve, le plus grand podcast de création de films général par les utilisateurs au monde. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where the entire script will be carved onto a little padlock and hung from that very special bridge in Paris. I'm Joel, a man who puts the pomp in pomp-la-mousse. And across from me is John Harris, a man who gave me just one piece of advice before setting off for the exotic climes of his native France. Don't go. Hi, John. As this goes out, I'm in France, which is why I gave a very excited intro.
Génial.
Bonjour.
Ça va.
Ah, ouais.
Can you say like, un bière, s'il vous plaît? Stuff like that.
Un bière, s'il vous plaît. Où est le pamplemousse?
Ouais.
Je voudrais un pamplemousse. Je voudrais jus de pamplemousse.
The thing is, Joel actually texted me the other day about how nice grapefruit squash is. So he might this one a genuine request.
J'adore la pamplemousse. Très bien. So I'm going to be fine. Yeah, I'm going to eat a lot of grapefruit over the next week. As you listen to this, chances are I've got three grapefruits on my person. I'm going to quite a small part of the south of France. I think that's actually the law.
Mm.
If the police can stop you and ask how many pamplemousse. Monsieur, où est le pamplemousse? And if you don't produce three pamplemousse, they take away your house. So it's unbelievable over there. Anyway, John, how you doing?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're recording two in a row here, so as you can tell, things are delirious.
If you were a new listener and you heard that line of French at the start, would you think you'd accidentally started listening to it? Maybe you think the podcast had franchised out and we were doing like, you know how like The Office has got versions all over the world?
Well, the only thing is the episode actually starts with a sort of a cappella version of me going, ooh, send a movie ID.
Yeah, but I assume that you've done the extra production. You've done that in French. And it's got like jaunty French music underneath.
Listener, rest assured, as you know, from the fact you heard it, I have not done any production.
Anyway, John, film ideas. Here's one from Dan. Minority retort. Tom Cruise is a cop who sees a future version of himself saying, yeah, well, so's your mum. It's good stuff.
Do you think that's sort of the worst retort?
Well, what I thought is, you know how you have an argument sometimes and hours down the line, you think, oh, I wish I'd said that.
Yeah.
Well, he sees that. So he never loses an argument.
Oh, he'd be unbearable. He'd have no friends though. That's the problem.
He'd have no friends because he'd never lose an argument. He would see the witty repartee that needed to come and he would use it there and then.
So actually on subject with the French theme of this episode so far, a lot of the time there'll be those articles of like phrases in other languages that should exist in English. And one of them is called l'esprit d'escalier, which basically means like the spirit of the staircase, which is like the thing you thought on the staircase.
Yeah, yeah. I was just
when
about to say that.
Walking away. But then I spoke to my mum about that and she said she'd never heard that in her life. So I'm not sure if it's popular.
That's not fair because she's always lived in a bungalow.
That's true. I've already forgotten the film idea. Oh, yeah, retort.
Tom Cruise can preempt every argument he's ever going to have, and so he can prepare for it.
in the subject of retorts, because my brain, you know, when your brain's been worrying and I've sort of gone off in another direction, I was thinking about like retorts and stuff, and like you think about school, you know, like your face, your mum, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's not like as an adult that's a bit happening, but like I don't know if kids are doing sort of childish retorts, you know. I know you are, but what am I? Is that still part of the culture in
is
a big way?
Is that still hot? Or is it like something like, you're only worth 5 V-bucks on the Fortnite store. That's probably what they're saying, isn't it?
You've only got 6 million likes on TikTok.
Yeah.
But I tell you, here's a really embarrassing story that my partner's probably, I shouldn't say that. The other day I was in an argument with my partner and it got so heated that I gave her the double middle finger.
Most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my life.
And the thing is, in the moment, you're like, there was no like in the moment me going, yeah, that was a good comeback. As it happened, I thought, this is the dumbest, most pathetic thing I've ever done in my whole life. And
where did the argument go after that?
We just sort of got on with things because we have a child, so you can't really sort of...
Yeah. Yeah.
And so to her credit, she didn't spend the rest of the afternoon taking the piss out of me, which she absolutely was in her right to do.
I would be giving you double middle finger. That's the only emoji you'd have received from me for the following week after that. That is... That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That poor son of yours.
I can't believe I did it. I don't know what came over me.
What came over you? I cannot believe that is within you. The middle, yeah. Who still does the middle finger?
You know, like when people really sort of like rage out and they're like, I don't know what came over me. I just saw black. Yeah. That's the John Harris version of that.
You're flipping the bird. So weird.
Well, like what recess of my brain went clicked into sort of like lizard mode, and
you had nowhere left to go. You must have had nowhere left. You've been backed into a corner. You thought, there's only one way out of this. It feels like, you know, in that Simpsons episode where he goes to Shelbyville and he's got, oh, it's actually nothing like this at all. He's got spray paint cans, and Bart thinks, and he's backed into a corner by the gang of Shelbyville, and he's like, oh no, it's fine. And he thinks he can spray the spray cans on the floor and they'll operate like a jetpack. It's like you were backed into such a corner. You were like, well, it's all right, because I'll do double middle fingers and then that'll probably win the argument.
If I had a Tom Cruise Minority Report machine, I would have gone back in time and stopped that from happening. Or you predict it's going to happen and you stop yourself. Anyway.
You stop yourself from doing it, yeah.
So yeah, that is when I wish I had that. What about this one from Martin? The Po-La-La Express. Two Teletubbies have an adventure to meet Father Christmas. Just wholesome loveliness, isn't it?
That is loveliness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really think there's much more to add than that, Joel. The only thing I would say is Teletubbies is a big fixture on CBB still. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was a little bit after my time when I was a kid. Like, I remember it being around, but I wasn't the demographic at the time. I was probably like a couple of years too old.
Yeah.
But I remember it, and I saw it on telly recently. And while there are some CG characters, so obviously that wasn't happening when we were kids. But apart from that, I thought, this looks exactly how I remember it. But then, I think I've told you this story, haven't I? And then I saw some from back in the day, and it's like a fever dream. It's terrifying. Yeah. The colours are all wrong. Everything's weird. Like, I can't believe we just watched that and thought, this is normal kids' telly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, apart from that, Polar Express. And I guess they're sort of like weird CG, sort of slightly Uncanny Valley version to the Teletubbies, because that's the Polar Express, right?
I don't think I've ever seen the Polar Express.
No, I just know that
Tom Hanks
plays
weird.
Every character.
What?
Doesn't he? Let's Google it. Polar Express.
Even the murderer.
Very good. Oh no, I take it back. Josh Hutcherson plays Hero Boy.
Ah.
You will remember him.
We will remember Hero Boy.
And Nona Gay plays Hero Girl. They got some weird names, these characters. But yeah, no, I just remember it. It was before its time, insofar as the technology wasn't ready for it, and it looked creepy. There was a version of Scrooge with Jim Carrey as well, right? That was creepy.
That was creepy. Yeah, that was a weird time for Jim Carrey. Was that when he did Lemony Snicket as well?
Probably. Mm. And around the Grinch. He sort of, there's a period where he played lots of weird sort of characters.
Yeah, it's like,
and then he disappeared.
He was doing Jim Carrey. Look, we all love Jim Carrey here at this podcast. And he was like Jim Carrey, brilliant physical comedian. And then there was a period where they were just putting him in costumes.
Yeah.
What was that about? Had he become like typecast?
So they thought, he's arguably still in that phase, right? Because he plays Dr. Robotnik in the Sonic movies.
He does play Dr. Robotnik in the Sonic movies.
Yeah.
How many times do you think he's been pitched like new Ace Ventura or new The Mask?
Yeah, and but he picks to do Dumb and Dumber, probably because he's good mates with Jeff Daniels or something.
Well, he's seen that, you know, one of the Farrellys won an Oscar, which we talked about last week, and he thought, Dumb and Dumber 3 could be my ticket to the Academy Awards.
That's actually correct, because you said, because it's called Dumb and Dumber 2, but there's actually that weird prequel with different actors that came out in the middle.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like a weird...
Why did I think it was a third one?
It's called Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Lloyd. Came out 2003. It has a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Jim Carrey hasn't actually worked that much in the last sort of decade. Good stuff.
He just paints really mad pictures of Donald Trump. They're very good, but they're sort of crazy. Anyway, what are we talking about? Do you want another one from me?
I would love one from you.
This one's from Josh. Indiana Jones and the Pick of Destiny. So you got the Dial of Destiny.
Absolutely perfect. Couldn't be better.
Sort of on the subject of Jim Carrey, Jack Black is another person that we have a lot of love for on this podcast. And you put him in a film, it improves it.
I think I've got the most love for Jack Black. There was a video came up on my feed the other day. Like, you know Justin Hawkins? He does these really great videos now where he just like watches music videos vlogger. And musical performances. He's like a vlogger, but he watches a very broad spectrum of music and has a very broad appreciation for all music. And he's quite an interesting guy. He's a very talented musician. He's quite an interesting guy to watch talk about music. And he's not like, he's very accessible the way he talks about it. It's quite a lot of it sort of vibe based, feeling based. Anyway, he watched Jack Black and Carl Gast doing their Wicked Game little video that they put online. And I just thought, these are just some of my favourite people in the world. And they're all just smiling and having a nice time. It made me feel really nice. Jack Black's one of the absolute best. Jack Black would be a fantastic... I was going to say baddie in Indiana Jones, but wouldn't it be funnier if he was like a rival archaeologist?
That, I love that.
And they keep going after the same
things. The
obvious stuff
would be sidekick or villain, but rival archaeologist.
He's like a new big name on the archaeology scene.
I love that.
That'd
and then
great.
They're both looking maybe for this pick of destiny.
Maybe it transpires Jack Black. Yeah, they're looking for the pick of destiny. Maybe it transpires that maybe like Jack Black is making fakes or something like that. I don't know how he would come out. Or maybe they team up in the end. I don't know.
I think I want it to be a team up for against the greater evil at the end.
Nice. Okay. I'm into it. And of course I am. It's a vehicle for Jack Black. And John, I'm getting really worried about the new Indiana Jones film.
It's getting Cannes is the word, because it launched at Cannes, which was a really probably silly idea for a film like that to have launched at Cannes. So all these sort of, you know, journalists who are in the midst of, you know, reviewing a bunch of art house films then saw an Indiana Jones film. Yeah, and it got canned. But then there seems to be like a second layer of sort of reviews that are saying it's not as bad as they say, which doesn't fill me confidence either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I know
they're saying it's all right.
Did Robbie Collin give it a bad review? I normally quite like his opinion.
Yeah, but Robbie Collin, he'll pick random, like, he really didn't like Spider-Man Homecoming for some reason. So, like, there are things where he...
Empire have given it 4 stars.
Yeah, there you go. I think it'll be a fun time at the cinema.
But Empire did give the second Avatar film 5 stars.
Yeah, they also gave Suicide Squad 3 stars, the bad one. So
they can't be trusted.
They also gave Attack of the Clones 5 stars. Chris Hewitt, 5 stars, Empire Magazine. So their judgment cannot be trusted at all times. It's going to be a fun time at the cinema. I don't think it's going to do particularly well. That's the bigger concern, is that it's just going to bomb at the box office as well, to add insult to injury.
Because who's it for?
It's going to force Harrison into retirement.
No.
He's not had the best time sort of reprising his old roles. Even though Blade Runner was brilliant, it didn't do particularly well in the box office.
Didn't it? No.
I don't think it did that well. But it's Denis Villeneuve and it's brilliant, so it doesn't matter.
It is really brilliant and he's brilliant.
So Jack Black, Jack Black, Indiana Jones team up at the end to... Well, so they did... It goes through... So are they in the 60s now, right, in the timeline?
I think so, yeah.
So they have to do some... What's in this? So it's like Cold War or something, so it must be some Russians.
The 70s, Black, big hair metal soundtrack. I mean, come on.
He's born for this role.
He is born for this role. Interestingly, isn't Harrison Ford going to be in a Marvel film That'd be weird. Fun, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he's playing Everett Ross in the next Captain America movie, Captain America Brave New World. Yeah, because it used to be called New World Order. Now it's called Brave New World.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, I don't know. Anthony Hopkins came out the other day saying that Marvel acting isn't real acting, even though he was in all the Thor movies. So people have got opinions, Joel. And I'm surprised. Yeah. I think considering Harrison Ford hates sort of doing films that mean that geeks can go, who do you think will win in a fight, Han Solo or Indiana Jones? It's weird that he's added the Marvel Cinematic Universe to his roster because that's just more of that stuff.
It's like the ultimate of that, right? Yeah, I and the most sort of, I don't know, yeah, I guess Star Wars is, but maybe he's just old and, you know, having a bit of fun.
He's just having a bit of fun and getting paid millions of dollars in the process.
Oh, yeah, and good luck to him.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, how about this one from Andy? Human centipede. Richard Attenborough, Tim Allen, and Billy Bob Thornton are abducted by Will Ferrell, who does bad things to them.
It's like an inverted Christmas episode, this.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the Polar Express, and now this. Interesting choice out of all those Santas to pick Will to be the bad guy doctor. You've got...
Well, he's not Santa, is he?
Oh, God, of course he's Elf.
He's Elf.
Fine.
So he's enacting some sort of sick revenge? I don't know why he'd be doing that.
He loves Santa, though. But maybe...
He's trying to... Maybe he's... Because he's a bit thick. Maybe he's trying to create Mega Santa by stitching them all together.
Or he's still upset about the idea that people dress up as Santa and pretend to be Santa.
Ah, so he's going around getting all of the actors that have played Santa and stitching their asses to the other guy's mouths. That's quite good. Yeah, he's... Yeah, that's it. He's getting all of the fake Santas. And he starts off with the big Hollywood ones. Tim Allen, got a mention, but Billy Bob Thornton, Richard Attenborough. Is there any other big known Santas? But he also then hits the shopping malls.
Yeah, exactly. By the end, he's got your local Santa.
By the end, it's so long. By the end, it's like that Hands Across America at the end of Nope, but a massive human centipede.
And for thread, he's using sort of strawberry laces, and he's
beautiful.
Just feeding them gumdrops and stuff.
They're getting fed lovely gumdrops or big Christmas dinners.
The farts after a Christmas dinner that has been through 74 Santas.
The Boxing Day time. I know the answer is no. John, have you ever watched Human Centipede?
No, I haven't.
I know the answer is yes. Have you ever watched Human Centipede 2?
No, the premise of Human... I thought one of the premises of the Human Centipede is about a weirdo who gets obsessed with the film Human Centipede and then wants to do it himself. And I think that's quite a fun meta idea for a movie, to be fair to them.
Yeah. I've never seen it. Absolutely no interest in seeing it. Thanks, everyone. Not for me. Although, is one of our ideas us watching horror films? What are our spin-off podcasts at the moment?
We got Pie Guys. You came up with a very good one last week, Mr. Brown's Boys.
So Pie Guys, where we watch all the American Pie films back to back and eat a pie. Mr. Brown's Boys, where we read the books of Dan Brown chapter by chapter, week by week. I'm sure there's another one.
Listener, let us know what the other one was. When we set up a Patreon, God, you're going to have some content, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like this one from
I'd love one from you.
A new film based on the last ever surviving comedy podcast. All comedy podcasts have been slowly eradicated by an evil AI, with only the very best podcast on the planet left untouched. Title, A Problem Spared.
Ah!
He's got in on the beef.
Damn it.
He's got in on the beef. Matt, you piece of work.
I was ready for the greatest compliment of my life. Matt, it's been a tough day. I really thought that was going to pick me up towards the end of this recording.
But you picked up mortal enemies instead.
You've really done a number on me there. No, not a number. It's about maths. Damn it. Inescapable. Enough said about that. I don't encourage this beef. I don't encourage anyone to listen. I do encourage everyone to listen to A Problem Squared. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Beck's one of the greats. Fine. But obviously we hate them. We have to hate them professionally. We have to hate them.
If I didn't hate them, I'd think their podcast is brilliant and they're lovely people. But unfortunately,
we hate them. We're in a professional contract. It's professional beef, right? There's money on the line here. There's contracts. John, would you like a film idea from me?
Yes, please.
Pastille Day. Idris Elba plans to blow up the Roundtree's factory.
Oh, okay.
I think going back, you might remember at the start of this podcast, it was very French.
I think there's
a film with Idris Elba in called Bastille Day. And I think he's obviously the good guy in it, but in my one, he's the bad guy.
Okay, fine.
I think Idris Elba runs like a rival Willy Wonka-esque sweet empire that's French, you know, bonbons galore.
Good.
And he wants to blow up his main rivals, the guys at Roundtree's.
I love it.
There you go.
Big Driz can do no wrong. About it.
He can do no wrong, apart from the vast majority of films he's been in. John... Well, I love him, but he's not. It's not great track record.
What about this one from me? The Bogeyman. It's a big old snot monster.
Saw a trailer for The Bogeyman. No, I didn't, because that's the one you've made up. Saw a trailer for The Bogeyman the other day. Thought, honestly, you must be the same. When a horror trailer comes on, and look, I don't like it because if I'm watching TV after 9 o'clock, there's actually quite a good chance I'll see a horror film trailer. And that's enough for me. Actually, thank you very much. But I see a trailer for a film like The Bogeyman, and I just think I'm never going to engage with this in any way, shape, or form. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to learn nothing from this film. Maybe I'll see it. I might see a funny GIF of it on Twitter.
Like when the Babadook joined the LGBT community.
That was a good moment.
That was great.
I've actually seen the Babadook.
Big old snot monster, sort of pretty gross. I guess maybe it can come in and out of your nose to attack you.
And he gets picked to death by children. The children will eat him. And he's gone forever. But maybe it's like it. And he comes around he appears in someone's nose every 300 years.
So yeah, the end of it is like he's chasing this adult through these halls and stuff. And then they turn on a light and it turns out he's just in the middle of like a primary school's assembly. And they just go to town on him.
Perfect. Good stuff. Well done, John. John, if you had to pick a favourite from this week, which one would you go for?
Oh, give me your ones again. I'm not happy. I'm not taking Matt's, that's for sure.
Minority Retort and Human Centipede.
Oh, God. And what was your personal one, Joe?
Pastille Day. We all remember Pastille Day.
Fine, that's it. French film.
Yes!
There we go.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe. Oh, mate, I am so sweaty.
It's really hot. I'm going to be in France. Have you got any... What would you say is a quintessential thing for me to do down there on the south coast of France?
It's just... It's all the obvious stuff, isn't it? Pastries, cured meats.
Mm.
Ah. Wine.
Ah.
On the coast, yeah. Oh, here's a good thing. So we haven't spoken about this for a while, but long-term listeners will know that me and Joel are big Shandy boys.
Mm-hmm,
we are big apologists for the shandy. And in France, in France, they're called panache. So if you're at a bar and you fancy a shandy, just say a panache, s'il vous plaît.
Ah, un panache, s'il vous plaît. What does that mean?
And then, I don't know what it means. Can you explain the word shandy to me? I don't know what you want me to say, Joe.
That's a good point. It's a good point. But I thought you were saying pan, like bread.
No. It's spelled like panache.
Ah, lovely.
And
French. Oh, I'm going to get so many panaches.
And here's the thing, it's called a Monaco, and it is a panache or a shandy with grenadine syrup in it. Oh. And that is the thing they have in France. It's really nice.
I'm going to drink. You could drink a Monaco at 10 a.m., couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yes, a Dissua. Is that right? No, what would 10 a.m. be?
10 heures.
Yeah. Yes, great. I'm excited. I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, we'll see you all when Joel has returned. And you better have some stories, mate. Make some stories.
Oh, I'll have 3 stories.
Hey!
You can count them. Un, deux, trois.
See you next week, guys.
Au revoir, au revoir, au revoir.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.